Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Don Adams Sweet Tea Blog Talk Show
on EOTM Radio. Let's talk about it.
Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue behind the waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These streets strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a place. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing. Fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people holding dough, no parole. No rubbers, going raw, imagine law with no undercover. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time, watch the blimp read, the world is mine.
If I ruled the world,
imagine that.
I'd free all my sons.
I love them, baby.
Black diamonds above.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I ruled the world,
still living for today, in these last days of time. Nowhere to be. Paradise life relaxing, black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. I'm on the exchange, the range, cast, lost tribes are bad, free at last, brand new whips to crash, then we laugh in the illa path, the villa houses for the crew, how we do, trees for breakfast, dime sexes have been stretching, so many years of depression make me vision, the better living, type of place to raise kids in, opening eyes to the lives, history's so foul, but I'm as wise as the old owl, plus the gold child, seeing things like I was controlling, click rolling, tricking six digits on kicks and still holding trips to Paris. I civilize every savage. Give me one shot, I turn trite life to lavish. Political prisoners set free, stress free. No work release, purple and threes and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I let Coretta Scott King, mayor of the cities, and reverse things to Willie's. It sound foul, but every girl I meet will go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa. Imagine that. Making moves in Atlanta, back and forth, scrambler. Cause you can have all the chips, be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I ruled the world and everything in it, sky's the limit, I push the 245 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or be felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I ruled the world,
imagine that.
I free all my
Hey, hey, welcome back, family, to another edition of the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. And I am not going to disappoint you because you know what? I am he. Welcome back. You know, I always like to start off the shows and tell everyone thank you for your time. I mean it, you know, thank you for your time because, you know, so many other places you all could have been, but you decided to tune in and give me an opportunity to have your space, whether it's in your cars. That's right, your cars. Some people can catch the shows in their cars. Your homes or your places of business. You chose to tune in, and I'd like to thank you for that. Also, I want to start out as usual, give my normal acknowledgments to my EOTM family. Of course, we're not going to forget about Miss Carla B., who has jumped ship and become a part of the EOTM West Coast Connection. Man, I had to struggle to get that out. Okay, all right, back to normal. Ronnie. First Lady GPT, Queen G, who's also part of the West Coast Connection, Sweet T, and we're definitely not going to forget our new members of the team, Jimmy EOTM Baker. That's right, Jim EOTM Baker, that brother is on fire on the West Coast. And, of course, our man in Atlanta, Ron, and his sidekick, Mother Jenkins. We're definitely not going to forget about them, family. I know some of y'all were looking to see if did I post anything out as far as the show topics. No, I didn't. You know why? I've got some people out there been biting on my show topics. B107, Mike Basin. That's right, I said Mike Basin. So if y'all listen carefully, a lot of the things that we talk about on this show end up coming up on those shows. Follow me through, family, and this is real talk. Real talk, all right? So I'm changing up my methods a little bit. But don't forget, family, every Tuesday and every Friday night, the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show will be here. And, you know, we are going to post our titles out there, but, you know, just want to change my game up a little bit. But here we go, family. You know what? Last week I talked about, you know, the topic of the day being in economics and having to do with booty calls, right? Yeah, we're not going to forget about that. But I'm throwing a little twist in there. We're doing a hater show today, family. We're doing a hater show. The top of the hour, we're doing a hater show, and I'm going to tell you why. I was in Haterville this weekend. Haterville. And I'm going to put Haterville on the map. And for those of you who need to know, the blog room is open. The chat room is open. So tune in as usual. Also, I want to send shouts out to our family over in the New Zealand area. That's right, the country of New Zealand. We have a regular listenership over there. I don't care if it's one, two, or three people. We have a listenership in the country of New Zealand. Also, the UK, the British UK. We have some family members there as well that tune into our show. So, you know, I'm really proud to announce that because I think it lets everyone know that these shows are being heard and that, you know, we have family and those folks that are out there supporting us. With that being said, family, I don't think there's any news that needs to be brought up, but, you know, we're going to talk about family. I'm going to tell you something, family. You know what? What you all got to realize and what's serious about the hater show is that, you know, haters, they're not people that you don't know. Very rarely are haters going to be people that you don't know. They're going to usually be folks that are in your circle, the folks that know the most about you, the folks that can hurt you, folks that can use things about you that will hurt you and lame you and maim you the worst. Okay, family? Haters now. We're going to talk about haters tonight. We're still going to talk about economics, and we're still going to talk about booty calls because I think economics and booty calls go hand in hand. And I want those of you who disagree or agree with me, so don't be afraid to call in, okay? Call into the show tonight. The number is 718-664-6543. I'm going to put it out there again, 718-664-6543. And you are listening live to the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show, and I'm going to give some of you all a chance to log in again. This is the reason why this type of shows, family. I like to play music. Because it gives folks time to log in and get caught up to where we are before we actually start off this thing. And that's why I do that, family. For those of you who are in here at the top of the hour and wonder, well, you know, he's in here. Yep, I do that because I give folks time to, you know, to come into the blog rooms and to tune into the shows. So stick with us, family, and we'll be right back. You listen to the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show live, broadcasting at home in the Atlanta area. All right? We're going to be talking about haters tonight, family. So call your friends. Tell your folks. Haters is going to be on the show tonight. My hater show, family, for those of you who have not caught it before, are usually off the damn chain. We'll be right back, family.
Tumbling dice.
That's right.
Seven on a bag.
Rise in the morning and face the sunlight. You bounce on my love and it's airtight. Sometimes I'm curious on how you feel when you're screaming out my name. Is it really for reality? Originality, my mentality. Explore every possibility. Let's get down. Shorty, time will reveal. The only true test is pain. You know the deal. Love appears like bright lights in the night sky. Disappears in the blink of a teary eye. That's why I'm staying caught up in your love. You are incredible. Your love is a drug.
Back, family, to another edition of the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. You know, family, I mentioned at the top of the show when we first started out, you know, I know there was no title put out there to mention what the topic was going to be about tonight on the show. But I did that intentionally, family, because I've been getting calls about, and I have no problem with it. I just don't want things that I put out there to be discussed before I discuss them. But, you know, other stations are listening. And, you know, I'm coming up with some great topics. You know, I've got some listeners internationally, And, you know, and I can understand that because, you know, I've got some great producers that are working in my corner. I've got some people that are some serious heavy hitters in the industry that are putting these topics and these things and researching these things for me. So I can understand why there's some biting going on. You know, back in the day we used to call it biting. You know, somebody would copy you or try to imitate what you're doing. Biters, you know, that's what we call them. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, family, but I just want to be the one to discuss what I'm going to talk about on the shows before I hear about it, you know, on another radio station. And you know what I mean? Hey, it is what it is. So we're gonna reformat that for Friday's show. But anyway, family, you know, last week we talked. We said that we were going to be talking about booty calls and economics. A lot of folks seem to think that the two topics go together. Well, guess what? In my mind, they do. Some folks seem to think that the topics don't go together. Well, guess what? In my mind, they still do. That's right, booty calls. For those of you who don't know, this show is rated M for mature. Now, that does not mean that we're going to get on here and do some unbridled cursing and use a lot of profanity. No, of course not. But, you know, hey, be aware that my mouth does get away from me from time to time, and I have to punish myself. That's right, I said punish myself. It's not some S&M type stuff. I don't slap myself and so forth and so on, but I punish myself from time to time. When my mouth gets away from me, I punish myself by medicating myself. Self-medicating myself. That's right. But with that being serious, the show is rated M for mature. Kids can listen to this particular show. There's some information I think that they very well may need socially for the personal development, if you will. And also, family, I want to put out there, too, that the thoughts and opinions of this host are not necessarily reflective of all of those that are connected with EOTM. Basically, what I'm saying when I say that, family, is I'm not putting the rest of my family in the fire with me. If I say something that someone doesn't agree with, you know, don't go jumping on my people. Call me up or email me. My personal email, DonAdamsTalkShow@EOTM.com. Send it to me, and then we can go from there. Because at the end of the day, I'm the only person that's going to listen to it, you know. So with that being said, you know, on this show, I like to also put out there that we respect each other's opinions, very much so. I welcome you. I appreciate anyone who calls in or instant messages me or comes into the chat room with a difference of opinion. You know, that's a welcome thing because, you know what, I'm not always right. Neither are you always right. But you know what the beautiful thing is that when we learn how to disagree with each other, I think that we've grown once we do that. All right, family, let's get this thing rolling. We're putting haters at the top of the list on the show tonight. You know, I'm still going to do the booty calls in economics, but we're going to talk about haters, family. You know what? I have a list of possible suspects when it comes to haters in your community and in your life, and I want y'all to listen to this. And some of y'all, this is going to touch home for you, and some of y'all is not. But you know what? Guess what? The chat room is open, the blog room is open, and the number to call in is 718-664-6543. You can call in and give your opinion. But let me give y'all this list of haters. Number one is your family. That's right, I said your family members. People don't look around. Haters in your family. That's right, your family. How many of y'all have a family member somewhere who has done, said something, or took something from you with the intent of doing harm to you, whether it be financially, whether it be economically? Those are two different things now, financially, economically, trust me, go look them up. Or whether it be socially, or whether it just be just a plain old just dog out your character. Family members, why is that? Because you know what, 9 out of 10 times, they know the most about you, and they know where to hit you hardest below the belt, so that it hurts the most. You follow what I'm saying? Friends, that's the second name on the list is friends, family. Those friends, those close friends, how many of y'all have friends, close friends who slept with your man or slept with your woman? How many of y'all have friends who have given you some bad advice but only later for you to find out that they knew it was bad advice and they gave it to you anyway, right? Haters, family. You know something? Here's another one that surprises a lot of people, your kids. Your kids can be haters, family. That's right. Your babies, your kids, the little people that you brought here into the world. Can be haters, huh? Imagine that. And here's one that everybody's probably familiar with, co-workers, right? How many of y'all have co-workers, workers in the workplace that are haters on you. They hate on you for promotions. They hate on you because your jobs, anything you do is always great. They hate on you because guess what? They don't like the fact that you dress better than them. They don't like the fact that you speak better than them. They don't like the fact that you have better friends than them at the workplace. They don't like the fact that your life just looks like it's more in place. And here's another big one, family, church members. That's right, church members. I've always been taught that if I wanted to find a decent woman or if I wanted to find decent friends, I need to go to church. Uh-uh. That's some bullshit there, family. Yes, sir. I said it like it is. Church people tend to be some of the worst out there. And I'm going to tell you why. Because they feel like they can do whatever they do and go repent, and it's going to be okay. Basically, I'm going to hit you over the head with this stone. If it cracks your skull, I'm going to repent for what I've done, and I'll start over again tomorrow. Family, it's out of control. Let me read a definition to you. It's called my hater definition, all right? Check it out, family. A hater is someone that simply cannot be happy for another person's success. So rather than be happy, they make a point of exposing a flaw in that person. Hating is the result of being a hater. Not exactly jealousy. The hater does not really want to be the person or she hates. They just want to knock them down. They speak badly and or take negative actions in an attempt to create problems for a successful person. Okay? Those are your haters, family. Michael Basin calls these people dream killers, but I call them straight-up haters because you know what? That's what they are, haters, because they get in your midst and they talk you out of your dreams, or better yet, they just get behind closed doors and they do little things that they know are going to keep you from being successful. You know, there's a thing out there called The Secret, right? It's called The Secret. Matter of fact, we're going to do a show on The Secret, too, because I think a lot of people need to be aware of that. You know, Carla B., who is our producer here, said something to me during a conversation that was so profound, and I never gave her credit for it. But, you know, she mentioned this thing about negative energy flowing from folks or flowing from others out into the universe, that this energy has a tendency to come back to you tenfold. In other words, if you're full of love and respect and you put that out there 9 or 10 times, that is what you're going to receive. If you put hate out there, then guess what? In some way, shape, form, or fashion, it's going to come back to you. If you put haterism out there, it's going to come back to you. You follow what I'm saying, family? The Secret. Look it up online. Just put in The Secret and look it up. You know, it's out there, family's information. And I believe that there is power in words. I believe that when you speak, words have a tendency to bring into existence those things that come from the heart. That's serious stuff, that family. That's Masonic stuff. You follow what I'm saying? It's real talk. The haters, you know, I know some of y'all have some haters in your life. You know, give us a call. The number to call is 718-664-6543. You listen to the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show, and I'm right now talking about haters. Haters in your midst, family. Stay with us. Because when we come back, I'm going to take the gloves off, and I'm going to really get down with some of these damn haters.
Welcome, everyone, to EOTM. I'm the singer, spoken word artist, Epiphany. You can find my work at www.myspace.com/Epiphany's House. As a Poetry Over Music Senate member, I'm proud to be a part of Poetry Over Music campaign to grow poetry and spoken word. So, from now and until the end of the year, Poetry Over Music is going to be giving away thousands of dollars in gift cards. The way to win this month is to go out and spread the word about EOTM. Tell your friends, co-worker, pastors, strangers, etc., etc., etc. And the person that EOTM says refers the most listeners or poets will win a Poetry Over Music gift card. It's just that easy. If you have not done so, please go to www.poetryovermusic.com, join the page, and check out the new Poetry Over Music magazine featuring me.
Someone I can depend on if you're down no matter what. Let me know if you're with it, cause girl, if you want my D-U-D-D-Y,
don't be shy,
no,
give it a try.
Yeah,
I could be yours,
you can be mine, girl, I can't lie.
presented to you by BlackMoneyMatters.com.
You know, when two people decide to get married, it's a pretty exciting time, but it also brings up a lot of hard questions. One of these questions is, how exactly are you and your spouse-to-be going to merge your money? The first step in doing this is to start discussing your financial goals. A good exercise to get this going is for each partner to make a list of his or her short-term goals, like paying off a credit card, getting a new car, or even going on a vacation. Then begin to list your long-term goals, like retirement or having a baby. From there, you should be able to determine which of these goals are a priority to both of you. Then, once you've identified these goals, you can focus your energy on achieving them. This is Gil Michelle.
That was your Black Money Minute, presented to you by BlackMoneyMatters.com. To get more information and receive our free newsletter, visit BlackMoneyMatters.com.
It's time for the Don Adams Sweet Tea Blood Talk Show
on EOTM Radio. Let's talk about it.
That's right, family. Let's talk about it. We're talking about haters. Haters in the mix. Haters. You know, I'm not just going to put it out there and help you to identify these haters. I'm going to also tell you how to deal with these haters, family. Hopefully, you know, like I said, when I do these shows, I try to put them out there so folks can learn from it, move from it, and grow from it. You know what I'm saying? Call us up, too, because I want to know what's on some minds, because this is a hot topic. And I know we didn't put it out there on the advertising list, but that was done intentionally. I say it again, intentionally, family. We'll see the strength on the numbers. But back to the topic, haters, family, haters. What are we going to do about these people? I mean, these folks that come into your midst, you know, that pretend to be your friend. I mean, and I said pretend. You know, people say, hey, some of your best actors win Oscars. No, haters need to win Oscars. Every hater that you know out there needs to win a damn Oscar. And I'm going to tell you why. Because you don't never know a hater is a hater until they pull the rug. Some people will walk around for years hating on you and never know, and you'll never know it. And guess what? Until they spring it on you all of a sudden. They're taking your man. They're stealing your car. Or when they should step up for you, they're not stepping up for you. Or better yet, the worst ones, family members who have learned so much about you, and at the end of the day, take that information and then use it to hurt you, to damage you, to cause you the most grueling hurt, pain that could possibly come out. Family, it happens. It happens every day. So how do we deal with these people, family? How do we identify them and deal with them? You know, I've often heard it said that, you know, you can tell me you love me all day long, but if you don't act the part, then guess what? I'm not trying to hear it. You see, there's a thing that goes along with that, family. It's called misconception. It's a wonderful, wonderful tool if it's used correctly, but in the wrong hands, it can be very deadly. You understand what I'm saying? They guide you to one direction, knowing that the intentions are totally opposite. And then they pull the rug out and spring the trap on them. And then you're hurt. You were misled. It was a misconception. That's right. Misconception meaning, guess what? They straight up just put up some false shit in front of you and let it hit. It happens. You know, I was in the D.C. area today, this weekend. And family, when I say angry people, I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to put these folks on the map. When I say angry people, family, I mean angry people. These people in the D.C. Maryland area, I'll just give an example, family. I ride a motorcycle. That's no secret. I'm cruising through a parking lot in the D.C. area. Of course, y'all know a motorcycle is only about as wide as what? Maybe what? 10 inches tops with a body on it, maybe 15. A brother and his girl got out of a car in front of me, family, parked on the opposite side of the parkway. On the opposite side of the parking lot, you could tell the couple was probably at odds. But then the female had jumped out. She's walking towards the destination where they were going. The brother heard the bike coming and moved over in front of it, with a whole entire parking lot left to walk in front of. I mean, intentionally walked in front of my bike. And you know, initially I didn't say anything about it, family. But then you know, the brother turned around and screamed at me, "What? You know, like, what you going to do about it?" You know, I'm thinking, okay, maybe this cat, you know, is having a bad day. I don't know. I look back at the corner of my eye when I passed on by the dude. You know, cat still standing out there angry, running his mouth, flapping his gums. But here's where I'm going with that. I'm not going to label this man as a hater, but I'm going to label someone with the potential to be a hater. Why? Because he was angry. He was angry. I mean, just angry. And in the D.C. area family, and I have to be honest, you know, most of the brothers and the sisters up there, and I'm not trying to pinpoint you like this, but I'm just going to put it out there like it is. Man, they seem to be angry. Mad. I mean, just out there. You know what I'm saying? All the other folks, the other people who are walking around, enjoying life, jogging, you know, enjoying the sun, you know, waving at you, asking you how your bike ride is going, you know, things of that nature. I'm serious, family. Real talk. Real talk. Real talk. So some of you all who have some differences of opinions, 718-664-6543. That's the number to call in. But we're talking about haters right now, fam. I just want to put that piece out there because, you know, there's a lot of angry people in the world. Out there that, you know, for whatever reason or another, feel as though, you know, hey, this is what it is. You know? All right. Haters. You know what? Family, here's the question. How you deal with haters? First of all, you expose them. You expose them for what they are. How do you expose a hater? You identify them. You just simply look at a hater. When you start to see little things that people do that, as they are, that you know, may indicate that there's something out of pocket here. Here's the thing. You stop what you're doing. You look at that person, and you say, Joe, Jim, Jan, or whatever their name is, I see what you're doing. And if it's questionable, you ask them. But either way, what you've done is you have let them know up front that you see them, you recognize them, and that you acknowledge that they are on some hater shit. So guess what? You put them on notice. Because most haters operate like thieves in the night. They don't come straight at you. They're not going to do that. They're not going to say, oh, yeah, by the way, my name is Joe and I'm a hater. No, that's not how that works. They're going to come sneak in and they're going to get into your circle, however they fit in. And what they're going to do is they're going to pull some plugs. They're going to say, okay, well, I'm in the circle now. And they're going to turn around and say, okay. And then they're going to spring the trap. Haters operate like thieves. I've never seen a thief steal something from somebody in plain sight. I've never seen that. I'm not saying that it can happen. And even if it does happen in plain sight, the person, the victim doesn't know that they've been robbed anyway because the thief is slick about it. Haters and thieves, to me, families, are the same. There is no difference. And I've never seen a thief, again, step up and say, oh, by the way, I'm sorry, I'm a thief. I'm coming into your home, and I do plan on stealing. I'm not going to tell you what, but I plan on stealing. Well, I've never seen a hater step up and say, oh, you know what? I'm a hater. And by the way, I'm going to hate on you at some point in your life. So let me into your circle and just be patient and let me figure out how I want to hate on you, and then I'm going to start hating on you. Never seen it happen, family. But the trick to that is exposing them. Because if a thief approaches a home and he wants to steal from that home, if the lights come on, the gig is up. He's out. If the police ride by, the gig is up. He's out. Before he even gets a chance to do it. Well, guess what? Haters are the same way. Same characteristics, family. You stop. You acknowledge them. You say, hey, I see you. I see what you're doing. And you just point blank ask them, are you trying to hate on me? That's the magical question. Are you trying to hate on me? Let me tell you something, family. So many haters will scatter like cockroaches. Y'all ever seen the lights come on and the roaches scatter? All of a sudden, you turn the lights off and they're sitting on the counter trying to eat a piece of cake or whatever's on the counter. And then you hit the lights. And hey, and it's no surprise, family. Everybody that had roaches at some point in their life, even the other people, even the black people, everybody that had roaches. So guess what? It's a fact. You turn the light on, and they scatter. That's what haters do. Once you put the light on the fact that, you know what, I know you're a hater. That's right. I know some of y'all have them. Give us a call, family, and let's talk about it. You listen to the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show, 718-664-6543. That's the number to call. And we're talking about haters in the mist. All right? Be right back, family.
Yeah, I know. But I really can't do that right now, man. I'm in love with these beats. There ain't really no space for you with me. You know what I mean?
I got it. asking how I'm gonna tell you about that chick on part one. I told y'all I was creeping with. Said she's 3 months pregnant and she's keeping it. The first thing that came to mind was you. Second thing was, how do I know if it's mine and is it true? Third thing was me wishing that I never did what I did. How I ain't ready for no kid and bye bye to our relationship.
That's when I thought I said all I could say. My chick on the side.
Yeah.
She got one.
These are mine. To figure out when, what, and how I'ma let this come out of my mouth. Said it ain't gonna be easy, but I need to stop thinking, contemplate, and be a man and get it over with. Over with. I'm riding in my whip, racing to her place, talking to myself, preparing to tell her to her face. She opened up the door and didn't wanna come near me.
I said, "What, baby?
Please hear me."
My confession. Just when I thought I said all I could say, my shit.
This by far is the hardest thing I think I've ever had to do. To tell you, the woman I love, that I'm having a baby by a woman that I barely even know. I hope you can accept the fact that I'm man enough to tell you this. And hopefully you'll give me another chance. This ain't about my career. This ain't about my life. It's about us. Please.
Stennis Magazine, the hottest urban men's magazine on the planet, period. Only real women with real curves at Stennis. www.stennismag.com. www.stennismag.com. The truth is out there.
Urban Literary Review, where literature and urban meet. Hosted weekly by Tia from DC Bookman and Martin from Culture First. Urban Literary Review comes on Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Urban Literary Review. Urban Literary Review comes on twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Our mission is to shine a positive light on the urban literary industry by promoting literature and discussing issues that are pertinent to the growth of the industry. In addition to being an online radio show, Urban Literary Review also provides authors with promotion to over 15,000 African American readers for only $99 per month. Don't forget to listen and tune in each week, every Tuesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/UrbanLiteraryReview. Or check us out for more information at www.myspace.com/UrbanLiteraryReview.
It's time for the Don Adams Sweet Tea, the talk show
on EOTM Radio. Let's talk about it.
Hey, hey, welcome back, family, to the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. That's right, we're talking about haters today. And we got an interesting comment from some folks in the chat room. Actually, the folk in the chat room, the folk. Neighbors are haters too, i.e., other neighbors, business. Okay, they're in your business. Okay, buying what they see their neighbors buying. Okay, yeah, they hate on you. That was kind of like keeping up with Jones, crashing your cookouts and wanting discounts at your yard sales. Man, that's just cheapy. I mean, I can't even say that. Well, that's borderline haterism. You know, because they just straight up cheap. Now the crashing your cookout part, I can agree with that. But wanting discounts at a yard sale, I mean, hell, who ain't going to go to a yard sale trying to get discounts? I mean, that's what yard sales are for. You know, spying on you, looking at your video. Yeah, neighbors can't be nosy, but I don't think that makes them haters. But I think it's crashing your cookout, that's a hater move there for sure. You know, somebody who would come over and, crash your cookout, that's absolutely a hater move. We're going to agree with you on that one. But give us a call, 718-664-6543. That's the number to call. For those of you who want to listen or to call in and comment on what we're talking about here tonight. Family, let me tell you all about how some haters will attack you. And this was very interesting that this person in the chat room put that out there at this point in this segment in the show. Here's some things that you can definitely count on about haters, family. You can love a hater without subjecting yourself to that person's actions. You know, what I mean by that, family, is that, you know, once you identify who your haters are, you know, especially if it's in your family and a close enough friend, you know, it's okay for you to love them. That's right, I said to love them and to still want to have contact with them, especially if it's necessary. But the thing is, you don't ever turn your back to them. It's almost like if you're sitting in a room or a box with a snake, and you know it's a snake, and you know that you only have so much feet in it. I guarantee you, if you know that there's a strong chance that snake may end up biting you, you're going to watch the snake, you're going to respect the snake, and you're going to keep your distance from the snake. Now, unfortunately, you're locked in that box, so you got to deal with the snake, but you're going to keep your distance. Haters, you have to treat them the same way. Keep your distance, family. It's okay for those that belong in your midst, such as family members. You have to watch them, all right? Here's another thing, family. You have to deal with the haters up front. Announce, expose them. To let them know, hey, I see you, and I see who you are. Now, at times, once you remove the element of surprise that usually comes with haterism, you ain't going to get too many attacks from them. They don't like that. Remember that theory, family. It's like turn on the light and watching the roaches run. When the light come on, click, whoop, they scatter all over the place. Guess what? Haters are no different. Because the thing about haters, family, is that they thrive on the element of surprise. That's right. That's a tool. They thrive on it, all right? There are various forms of being a hater. Check it out, family. A lot of people don't realize this, but guess what? There's verbal. That's right, verbal. There's physical. Physical forms of being a hater. People can take or remove things from you unbeknownst to try to hurt you. That's right. It happens. Professional haters. People that are at your place of employment. Those are professional haters now. Personal haters. That falls on the family and friends that are close to you. But here's another one. Economical haters, family. People that see you making gains financially. They hate on you economically. And here's the biggest one of all, family. This is the one that I think is the most damaging. Spiritual. What about those spiritual haters? We talked about those people in the church who are supposedly, quote-unquote, the cream of the crop. You know? Spiritual haters. And I'm going to tell you why spiritual hating is the worst. Because you know something, family? It's far worse. You do far more damage to a person when you hate on them, when you damage them, when you do things to them and they have to live through what you've done. You've destroyed them physically. You've destroyed them spiritually, excuse me. And now this person has to live with what you have done. That is horrible. That's, to me, and in the eyes, I think God as well, that's worse than just just outright killing them. Because you've left them here to deal and to anguish with what you've done as a hater to them, to that person. Imagine that, family. Imagine that. Imagine your family having secrets and exposing these things later in life as a tool to harm you. Then they leave you to waddle in it. They've made a mess, and now they leave you there to clean it or to live with it. That's spiritual. That's damaging, family. Tough stuff. Tough stuff. In my opinion, I classify haters as terrorists. Because you know what? Terrorists ain't going to show up and say, hey, by the way, my name is so-so-so, and I've got a bomb strapped to my ass, and I'm going to blow up everything. No, they sneak in. They put the bomb in place, and then they run and hide. Or they strap up. Then they walk into a mist of people, and then they explode and blow themselves up, killing unsuspecting people. Either way, these are people that are minding their business, who have done nothing wrong, who are just out and about. And all of a sudden, some clown shows up with a bomb and just destroys everything and kills you or maims you, leaves you there living with what he's done. Because plenty of people live after through bomb explosions, and then they have to live with it. Who's really the lucky ones? Those that passed away, or those that have to live with the scar? Those that have to live with, I lost my leg. I can no longer walk the same. Or my life has changed forever. Think about it. Haters are the same thing, family. Because they sneak in. And then all of a sudden, boom. And there are some haters out there who will destroy themselves to hate on you. That's right. Even though they know that leaving you alone and letting things go as they are, they'll come out ahead as you thrive, but they hate you so much, they will destroy you, even if it means that they will have to change their lifestyle. There are haters out there like their family. That's right. They are out there. You know, I know that, you know, we have some folks out there that enjoy, well, actually, let me just put this out there, family. You know, here are some tools and the characteristics that some haters use. Okay? Here's some of their tools and characteristics. Verbal and physically, they inhibit your game. They try to attack you verbally. Tell you you can't do something when you can. Tell you shouldn't do something when you should. Okay? Or the big one, of course, physically, is they just straight up just physically try to hinder your progress. Haterism is another form of social warfare, sociological warfare, family, because it's all in the mind. This person has it out for you, and they feel like they can stop you. It's in the mind, baby. Due to jealousy, envy, animosity, bitterness, resentment, and in the worst-case scenario, contentment. Why is that the worst, family? Contentment, it's got to be the worst, because once you have someone who feels contentment for you, that's borderline just straight-up hatred. Coming from a hater. Borderline straight up hatred, family. This is real talk. Real talk. And for those of you who are out there, hey, guess what? You can call in and give your opinion on this. 718-664-6543. Don't be afraid. Hell, I'm not afraid to say it. I'm waiting on you. A hater's tool. A smile designed to relax you for the sneak attack. Catch you off guard. They'll be nice to you. Oh, yeah. And that's one reason why it's so hard to spot them, because they're nice to you. Catch you off guard. The other thing is they nitpick. That's a tool that they use to nitpick. And no matter how small or just, you know, how big or how small your flaws may or may not be. It may not even be a flaw. But by the time they finish with it, it's going to be one. I mean, that's serious. They nitpick you. And here's another good one that haters use. They're master manipulators, some of them. They manipulate you. They manipulate you in place for the kill. They'll sit you up and say, well, you know what, hey, I think this might work better, knowing that they've got something over there waiting on you. It could be a blouse. It could be a shopping. You know, it could be some event going on, something as simple as that, and they want you. They know that this does not look good on you, but they know that there are going to be other people there that are going to see this, and they tell you, oh, yeah, buy that. Yeah, put that on. Knowing that it doesn't look like, it looks like crap on you. Shows too much of this, shows too much of that, but they let you buy it, and they tell you it looks good. And you go to the event, and now people are talking about you. But your friend who went with you, who was supposed to be there to support you, told you it looked great on you. Now, family, it may be their true opinion, but as far as I'm concerned, if it's an egregious thing, that's a hater move. It's a manipulation move. They manipulated you and put you into a situation that caused other people to look at you, laugh at you, stare at you, embarrass you. Manipulation, all right? Here's my favorite part right here, family. When we talk about haters, I know we have those Bible totals out there, those Christian folks who like to say, well, you know, the Bible says, you know what, let me tell you something. When Jesus talked about the prophets not being welcome in their own homes, in their own town, he was talking about the haters because some of these people were jealous of the fact that the people believed Jesus was the Messiah. But they were jealous because he had chosen those folks, those handpicked 12, to follow him. There were haters out there who were jealous because they said, nah, you know what? He didn't pick me. That's right. He can't be the real Messiah because he didn't pick me. Those are haters. They questioned him because of that. Romans 1st chapter 29 verse. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, malice, and they are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips. They're talking about haters, fam. Type it into your computer and look up the term biblical scriptures for haters, and that is one that will come up. Okay, the Book of Corinthians 11th chapter 14th verse, and no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. That's right. Satan, before he got cast out, they knew he was no good up in heaven. But even after his fall, God even allowed him to walk around in heaven at times amongst the angels. And they knew he was there. He was an angel of light, a beautiful angel of light. And he would walk in the midst of those that they knew he was a hater. There are scriptures in the Bible that talk about haters. This is real talk, family. Real talk. Finally, family, some of the places that I know that you can find some of your haters. At the top of the list, of course, we're going to put the church house. Family members, so-called friends. But remember this, family. When it comes to haters, okay? When it comes to haters, I have never seen someone or met someone who was a stranger who approached me and just automatically began to hate on me. Okay? That's important. Because you need to realize that people that are haters are going to come from within your midst. They're going to come from your circle. They're going to be people that know you. They're going to be people that know how to hate on you. They're going to be people that know what to hate on you about. This is real talk, family. This is why I believe that so many of our African-American people are suffering. Because you know what? What goes on in the African-American community has little of no to do with white America. I really honestly believe that. I think the majority of it is the crab in the barrel syndrome, haterism, and for some of you folks who want to blame it on the Willie Lynch letter, blame it on the Willie Lynch letter, which I personally believe is a fake letter. I believe it's fake. Fake. I believe somebody just pulled some crap together and said, you know what, let's give them this to chew on. We've gotten good at that when we started believing in fake civil rights heroes, when we started looking at people who put themselves in positions of authority over us, and we accept them and accept what they say as, oh, this must be correct. But you know why? Because we don't research anything. We don't look for it. You follow what I'm saying, people? I'm not saying that we shouldn't trust anybody. I'm just simply saying verify it. You know what I'm saying? Research it. Verify it. Research what I'm saying tonight. I put some scriptures out there. It's not hard to figure that one out. Everybody believes in the Bible at some point, right? But remember this, family. Haters are those people that are going to come from within your midst. They'll call your friends.
If you ask me, you know I couldn't be much help, because a friend's somebody you judge for yourself. Some are okay and they treat you real cool, and some mistake your kindness for being the fool. We like to be with some because they're funny. Others come around when they need some money. Some you grew up with around the way, and you're still real close to this very day. Homeboys through the summer, winter, spring, and fall. And then there's some we wish we never knew at all. And this list goes on again and again, but these are the people that we call friends. Out together, we barely knew each other. We had no intentions on becoming lovers, but in no time at all, you became my girl. Me and you, one-on-one against the world. Talking on the telephone for hours at a time, and else I was at your house, or you was at mine. And then came the arguments and all kinds of problems. Besides making love, we had nothing in common. It couldn't last longer, cause we started out strong, but I guess we went about the whole thing wrong. Cause out of nowhere, it just came to an end, because we became lovers before we were friends.
Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, ones we can depend on. Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, before we go any further, let's be friends.
You say you and your girlfriend were so tight. You took her out with you and your guy one night. She even had a set of keys to your home, and you shared mostly everything you own. But then she shook your hand, she stole your man, and it was done so sweet, it had to be a plan. Couldn't trust her with cheese, let alone your keys. With friends like that, you don't need enemies. You wonder how long it was all going on, and you're still not sure if your glad is gone. You say, well, if she took him, he was never mine. But deep inside, you know that's just another lie. And now you're kind of cold towards the people you meet, cause of something that was done to you by some creep. But nevertheless, I'll say it again, that these are the people that we call friends.
Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, before we go any further, let's be friends.
Talk Show
on EOTM Radio. Let's talk about it.
That's right, family. Let's talk about it. You're listening to the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show, and I'm talking about it. Haters in the Mist. That's right. That's why I wanted to dedicate that one to you haters out there, right along with Houdini's friends. How many of us have them? How many of us can depend on them? Really and truly. Think about that. Put out some interesting stuff about the haters out there, family. You know, we all have them. Here's something I want to share with you, too, before we switch topics here. Haters are murderers, spiritual murderers, which tabulates into the hater being a murderer. I'm serious about these haters, family. This is serious talk. Spiritual murder is just as bad as physically murdering a person, if not worse, because the person tries to live while being dead inside. When you kill someone's desire to succeed, you're killing them spiritually, preventing them from reaching their lifetime goals and true potential. Churchgoers are the biggest offenders of this, in my opinion, family. They are the biggest offenders. You know, and I put that out there, and let me tell y'all something. For you churchgoers and Bible totals out there, let me tell you, I welcome your comments. Call into this show today, tonight, right now, 718-664-6543, and give me your opinion. And I'm not challenging you because I feel like, you know what, it's an ungodly thing to do or a godly thing to do. I'm challenging you because, you know what, so many people hide behind the disguise of doing of the Bible and the church, doing the wrong things. And it's just so outrageous. Where are we as a community? And this is why I put that out there, because the honest to God truth is you may be a great Christian, you may be a great person, but what about that cat that's next to you on his knees praying? You know, here's something to think about, food for thought too, family. I've always been told not to feel sorry for people that are older and oftentimes end up by themselves with no family members and so forth and so on, because you know what, think about this. Good people, great people, nice people, very, in my opinion, very rarely end up by themselves because they are always a magnet to those people who are like-minded and like-hearted. But those people who are mean and hateful, those people who are haters most of their life, then ran everybody off, talked crap to everybody, you know, threw sticks and stones, you know, grew up as a young, ignorant person and remained ignorant throughout their life and became an old, ignorant person. They live by themselves. So before you feel sorry for people because they're by themselves, let's think about why. They might be like that. It's not for you to be judgmental, but it's just for you to be mindful of the fact that, you know what, they're by themselves for a reason. Does that make sense, family? How to deal with haters? I'm going to put this out there for the last time. How to deal with them? Keep your dreams away from them. Don't tell them what your dreams are. Once you identify them, don't tell them what your dreams are. When you have success stories and whatever it is you're trying to do, share it with them. Let them know you've been successful. Don't go after them and say, hey, look, this is what I did. But share it with them when they come to get in your face. Because, you know, when they come, once you identify a hater, they know that, hey, they know that you know who they are. Anytime they're showing up to do some hate. So what you do is, you simply say, okay, you're coming to do some hate. Well, I'm going to make sure I maintain my success stories, and I'll let you know exactly what I've been successful at. And that's how you deal with them, fam. Excuse me. Keep your failures to yourself. I don't care how bad it gets, family. Don't tell them about it. Don't tell them that you failed at anything or anywhere for any reason. Keep it out of their face, family. And, you know, the last thing that I can offer to you that are dealing with haters is to be honest and tell them you need to be around positive people and not their negative energy, and then simply just move on. Once you identify them, you keep them away from your dreams. You don't let them interfere with what you're trying to do. Don't tell them about your failures because you're going to have them because they're going to amplify it if they get to know about it. So what you do, family, is you just be honest with them. I think it's the most prolific policy. Be honest with them. Say, you know what, Jim, Joe, whatever they are, brother, sister, because it could be anybody. You're a hater, and you know what? I'm going to keep myself away from your negative energy. Because remember, early in the show, we talked about the secret, you know, putting out that positive energy, and it returns back to you. This is why so many successful people out there who know about the energy of the secret, the theory behind that, you know, lock onto that, and they do, and they seem to do well. People of like-minded, successful thoughts seem to flock to them. Positive things tend to come to them. That's why one of the things that people tell you as an entrepreneur, if you're trying to become a great entrepreneur, you know what? Hang out with people that are in the same situation or mindset that you are in. because that's how things rub off, and you end up receiving that positive energy from them. Okay? Keep those haters out of your midst. With that being said, we have officially stuck it to the haters on the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. Let's keep it moving, family. You know, last week we said we were going to be talking about economics and booty calls. You know, that's interesting. The vernacular booty call might carry negative connotations to some people, but it's referred to as a social taboo, the soliciting of casual, non-committal, recreational sex. But unlike other kinds of short-term sexual relationships, such as one-night stands, hookups, chance encounters, booty calls often involve a prior acquaintance between two parties. Think about that, family. Nine out of 10 times, you already know this person. That's why I personally feel like, you know, once you move on and you got friends that you had, you know, that personal contact with, I for one don't want my mate maintaining relationships with friends because of, you know, and it's not a matter of trust, I think, for me personally, but I just don't want to deal with the concept. That's my thought. I would want to deal with the concept. You know, slip and fall, all of a sudden, you know, they're up in you. I don't get that. In general, booty calls are invitations extended to long-term partners with an intention expressed explicitly or implicitly to engage in sex. Past studies have shown that approximately two-thirds of casual sexual sex occurred among friends. But for what reasons might people opt for sex with known acquaintances as opposed to one-night stands with strangers? Well, I know this, I believe, and some of you females out there that are listening that want to chime in can let me know this. I think that women are just more comfortable when they deal with those surroundings or those people that they're most familiar with. And that's why it falls down. And men, I think men pick up on that. You know, they know that, hey, if I know her and we're familiar with each other, I got a better chance of getting me some if, you know, I keep my cool and just play it the way it needs to be played. And it becomes a booty call situation because she may not want a relationship at the time or she may not want X, Y, and Z, but the fact that I have history with her will give me a better shot at getting it than the next guy. Okay? Think about that. And some considerations are inadvertently can be called into question, such as should there be any form of emotional investment? Should there be a continuance or intimacy if the basis of that relationship is non-committal sex? In other words, if all y'all doing is bumping and grinding, family, should there be some emotional attachment? Should there or should there not be? And on what level should it be? Great questions, I think. Give us a call, family, 718-664-6543. Let's talk about that. We're all grown, and you know, here's the thing, family. We did a show some time ago. Dealing with the sexual revolution. Dealing with sexual revolution, and what we mentioned was that, as the generations are getting older with things out there such as Viagra, you know, more and more of our senior citizens, that's right, grandma, great grandma, and great grandpa are having sex. You know, they're sexually active. And, you know, it's a fact, family. You know? And, you know, with that being said, you know, believe it or not, there are older people in that age category, I'm talking in the 70s and 80s, who have booty call partners. That's right. They have partners that are booty call partners. Grandma and grandpa got friends that they're just hooking up with just because. Follow them through, family. Because it's happening. Norman Lee, a psychology professor at Singapore Management University, SMU, School of Social Studies, thinks that while much has been written about one-night stands and monogamous marriages, not much is known about the booty call, a phenomenon which, in his view, is a middle ground between purely short-term and long-term romantic and sexual relationships. People, this is serious, because actually, essentially what this man is saying is that the term or the actions or the booty call situation is a form of a relationship. That's right. It's a relationship. In the paper, the booty call, it, a compromise between men's and women's ideal mating strategies. Mr. Lee, together with co-author Peter J. Jonathan from New Mexico State University and Margaret J. Kaysen from the University of Texas in Austin, examine what drives people to make, accept, or even to reject booty calls. That's right, to reject them. Men and women have different priorities and exercise different strategies when it comes to romantic encounters. Access to sex is high on the list for most men. For most women, it's a committed relationship. That places precedence on that. Now, I don't think that's to say that, you know, women ain't out there trying to get theirs too. I'm just not going to let y'all off the hook with that. But a study conducted at a U.S.-based university campus in 1989 supports this, that when approached for casual sex by a random stranger, 75% of men said yes, whereas all the women said no. I ain't doing it. From a biological perspective, women prefer committed long-term mates because they are psychologically required to make a substantial prenatal and postnatal investment to the offspring. They will have more to lose if their partners do not back their investments, so to speak. Men, on the other hand, need only to put in the amount of energy it takes to have sex. That's what's more, men will benefit reproductively if they mate with more than one woman. They're spreading the seed. That's right. Go forth and they're multiplying. Men or women desire arrangements where they can derive maximum benefits at the lowest possible cost. They're business men and women. That's right. In life and in matters related to sex, and where sex and romance are concerned, a compromise between both male and female ideals could be the booty call, which consists of sex in the short term desired by men and familiarity with the potential of long term commitment desired by women. That says a mouthful, family, because at the end of the day, fellas, if you're out there and you're doing it, guess what? On some level, they're looking for a long term commitment and they're hoping that this will be the avenue to get it. And men, immediate gratification. It just is what it is. We know that, don't we? Family, the number to call into is 718-664-6543. Since we're talking about booty calls, here's a little something for you, my one of my favorites. We'll be right back with the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show.
Fire, baby, got me hooked on you, and I think of you, baby.
I laid eyes on you. It was pain.
Somebody mentioned in the blog room here, which, by the way, there's only two people in there. No one wants to talk about booty calls. But anyway, she wants me to play some Barry White. For what? Practice what you preach. What? Why? Why? I need to know why. Because, you know, at the top of the hour, family, we talked about haters in the myth. And we're now talking about booty calls, and I'm going to try to make the connection on how that translates into economics a little bit later on in the show. You know, hopefully I can make that jump and make it successfully. Put out some startling information about, well, I don't know if it's startling, because most people already know that men are very physically driven, whereas women are more or less a little bit more picky about who they decide to get down with, and rightfully so, because at the end of the day, they're the ones that are going to have to bear the child if there is one that comes out of it, which makes a heck of a lot of sense to me. But for that request on Barry White, let me just tell you something right now. If it ain't no action, no this and that going down with it, it ain't happening. Barry White not going to be played on here tonight. I'm not doing special requests. Yeah, I'm going to leave it at that. So now, with that being said, family, right now we're talking about booty calls. And, you know, before we took an extended commercial break, you know, I put some things out there, some startling information about, let me just say this. You know, researchers have said that the actual booty call situation is an actual relationship. It's not a major, or it's a scaled-down version, so to speak, of what we know as a traditional relationship, whereas man and woman have a commitment. But it's a relationship with minus the higher level of commitment. So, you know, the next time, you know, you guys and girls out there decide that you want to enter into a booty call arrangement, just understand one thing. Guess what? It's actually a relationship. I mean, you still have to discuss some terms, things like, hey, are we going to see each other exclusively? Are we going to get together only when we need to do what we need to do? You know, that makes it a relationship. It just makes it a different type of relationship. And I personally don't see anything wrong with, you know, being a dog and growing up and discussing if that's what you're going to do. Why take booty calls? Here's the question. Looks matter to both men and women. Despite what women say that looks don't matter, that's a bunch of crap. It matters to both men and women, especially when it comes to casual sex. Several studies have inferred, shown this. So the authors hypothesized that physical attraction would feature as the single most important factor in the success or failure of booty calls. That's right. What else you got to go on? All you're looking for is one thing. So if this person is attractive, knock it down. Do what you do, right? This study conducted with 75 U.S.-based participants with a mean age of around 21 years of age confirmed this. At the end of the day, it's been confirmed. Men and women both appreciate, enjoy, or feel that physical appearance is important, especially when it comes to just booty calls. The study also found that prior friendship provided people with an impetus to accept booty calls. That's right. Someone that we knew, that we know prior to this all taking place, such as an ex-friend or associate. Men are more likely to accept booty calls because men in general want access to sex. Women are more likely to accept the booty call if they felt compatible with the man. They would reject booty calls if it made them feel trashy or if the other person was arrogant or called only for sex. That's right, you got to mix a little conversation up in there. You know, and I think that's kind of what makes it more than just a booty call situation, but it also makes it a relationship. Somebody's asking, how do I feel about booty calls, and do I believe in them? Hell yes, I do. I most certainly do. I think that it's a natural part of the process of things. You know, depending on where you are and where I am, you know, socially with the topic of women. I mean, I want a relationship. I understand that 100%, but you all still need to do whatever it is that you do. You know, we understand that as adults. The author explains that for both genders, physical attractiveness is a key trait in acceptance or rejection of booty calls. We already discussed that. However, the genders differ in that men tend to value items related to sexual access more than women did, whereas women are more likely to accept booty calls from a past friend based upon compatibility and personality. Thus, results supported our predictions, supported the following predictions. Although booty calls are largely a sexual relationship, men may focus on the sexual nature, whereas women may emphasize long-term relationships as far as that aspect goes. Now, here are some interesting things, family. Top 10 reasons for accepting booty calls and the top 10 reasons for rejecting them. Number one for accepting is physical attractiveness, of course. Number two, good timing. Number three, accepted for sexual contact. Number four, accepted for availability. Number five, prior relationship. Number six, he or she has promiscuous friends. He or she was promiscuous. Number seven, friends. Number eight, the person did not want more than just sex from me. Number nine, he or she does not only call for sex. It sounds like the female is talking. Number ten, he or she played mind games. That's why they just accepted the booty call situation. Here are the top 10 reasons for rejecting it, or 10, or should I say 10 reasons for rejecting it. Number one, physical attractiveness. Number two, bad timing. Those two seem to be at the top of the list everywhere. Number three, he or she played mind games. Number four, personality compatibility. Number five, availability. Availability is a huge one, family, because it was number four on the accepting list, and it's also number five on the rejecting list, which means it's in the middle point, which means a lot of people are feeling a little bit about that rejection thing. So while physical attractiveness may be number one, the middle part, availability, is hit back on the list and right about the same place. So that's a huge one. He or she was promiscuous. He or she was not interested in a friendship. He or she only calls for sex. Number nine is arrogance. And number 10, I fear getting sexually transmitted diseases. Wow, interesting. Interesting. Somebody finally brought up the disease factor. Wow. Here are some reasons why booty calls might not become long-term relationships. The other person was looking for sex, and that's it. The other person was not looking for a long-term relationship. Same thing to me. But they listed it twice, family. Number three, I was just looking for sex. Same thing. Number four, I have better options for long-term mate than this person. That sounds like female talking there. Number five, I was not looking for a long-term relationship. Those pretty much all, you know, laying around the same pretty much category. You know, interesting topic. But here's why I want to link this to economics, family. Because economically speaking, it becomes expensive. Because essentially, you're not just going to be going there and getting the physical benefits out of that. I mean, I don't care who you are, who you think you are, or you know, what your situation is financially. Okay, and especially if you're a guy and you've got more than one out there, guess what? At the end of the day, you're going to be doing a lot of spending, Jack. That means going out. That means buying, you know, protective gear if that's what you're using. You know, hopefully that means, hey, you're going to be spending money occasionally for rooms, if that's where you're going. You know, there's no way around it. In dealing with the opposite sex family, it becomes expensive. Absolutely. For those of you who are tuned in, the number to call in, 718-664-6543. I need for my Deltas to call in. My Deltas in the Atlanta area. I need to get one of my Deltas to call in, and I think she knows who I'm talking about. I need for you to call in, 718-664-6543. And I'm going to take a commercial to give you time to pick up your phone and call in. I know you're listening, and I know you're out there. I need for you to call in so we can discuss this thing on the air. I need a woman's opinion. I need a woman of statue, so to speak, because you know I know you Deltas think y'all are women of statue. I'm putting you on the hot seat, my Delta crowd. I know you're out there. I need for you to call in 718-664-6543. Don't leave me hanging on this issue. Let's talk about it.
Urban Literary Review, where literature and urban meet. Hosted weekly by Tia from DC Bookman and Martin from Culture First. Urban Literary Review comes on Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Urban Literary Review. Urban Literary Review comes on twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Our mission is to shine a positive light on the urban literary industry by promoting literature and discussing issues that are pertinent to the growth of the industry. In addition to being an online radio show, Urban Literary Review also provides authors with promotion to over 15,000 African-American readers for only $99 per month. So don't forget to listen and tune in each week, every Tuesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/Urban Literary Review. Or check us out for more information at www.myspace.com/Urban Literary Review.
Like a. Can't wear skinny jeans cause my knots don't fit. No one in the corner got a pocket like this, so I rock jeans cause my knots so big. You can learn how to dress just by checking my breath. Checking my breath, checking my breath. Follow my steps, it's the road to success. Where the niggas know you're better when the girls say yes. But I can't teach you my swag. You can pay for school, but you can't buy class. School of hard knocks, I'm a grad. And that all blue Yankee is my graduation cap. It's over. Tipping Rovers, whipping with the soda. Over. Did you even have any doubt after doubt if it's over?
And the tunes of, actually, that's not, but you're listening to the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. And right now, family, we were talking about booty calls. Early in the show, we were talking about haters. That's right, we revisited the topic of haters in the show. Very sensitive subject. Wanted you all to know that they exist. They're out there. They're around you. They're a part of you, haters. We cannot have a society without haters. We actually need them. You know what I'm saying? Because some of us need to be driven by the haterism that's out there in our community. Now, with that being said, family, we're talking about the booty call thing. Mentioned some stunning things about it. But, you know, the most encouraging, I guess, I don't know if it's encouraging, but the most prolific standpoint that I can present on is that it's expensive. It becomes economically expensive. You know, when you see yourself making a choice between whether or not you're going to take this date out, because regardless of whether it's a physical, strictly physical relationship or even if it's, and it's some type of an emotional attachment, guess what, family? For the man, at least, at the very minimum, you're going to spend some money on that woman. That's just a fact. That is just an absolute fact. You're going to spend money on that woman. Now, with that being said, I'm challenged. I need my Deltas to call in, one of my Delta friends out there. I know you listen. And I know you're on the line. I'm going to call you out. I'm just going to call you straight out. Delta, that's right. Put the triangle down and give us a call. The square is calling you out. I need to know. I need to hear from you. I need a woman's opinion. I need a woman's touch. I need to get it from you. Don't be a hater. I see you you chatting with me and this and that, but don't be a hater. Don't be a bystander. Be a participator. You understand what I'm saying? Be a participator. Get on the phone, 718-664-6543. And let's chop it up for the last 9 minutes of the show about this Buddha God thing and why is it so expensive for us, or in some cases for you. We need to know that. So with that being said, family, I'm going to wait on her to get the nerve up to give us a call. But we're going to press on with some more of the topic of the Buddha call issue. Placing the Buddha call. Findings from a study confirmed from research that Buddha calls represent a compromise between the ideals of both men and women. I mean, family, what I'm saying is that it's much more complicated than just, oh, we're hooking up and doing that thing. It's a compromise. For men, of course, it provides a short-term access to sex, and they might be expected to make some investment in such a relationship financially. We just talked about that, family. The amount invested would be considerably lower than that of a long-term relationship. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to spend a trip to the bar. It all depends on how good your booty call thing is with the person that you're doing this with. But the amount invested would be considerably lower, should be considerably lower than that of a long-term relationship. For women, booty call relationships offer more intimacy and affection compared to one-night stands. More importantly, it allows a means to which women may seek and test the potential of a long-term relationship with an attractive man. They're testing you, fellas, in some cases. Two specific findings suggestive. One, women reported that booty call relationships did not become long-term relationships because they thought the other party did not want to have a progression, but because they did not want it. And two, women stated that they would reject the booty calls if they felt that the other person had an incompatible personality. We mentioned it earlier in the show, yet a complementary personality did not in itself provide enough reason for women to accept a booty call. These results may reflect some type of a difference between the benefit of a good personality and the cost of a bad one for these types of relationships. This is what the officer is saying now of this piece that I'm reading off from. But all in all, due to generally vague understandings of such relationship dynamics, booty calls have become difficult to place within a conventional sexuality framework. And what they're saying, family, is that, that type of relationship exists, but we have a tendency to want to bury our heads in the sand and not truly acknowledge it. It's one of those things where we know it's there, but we just don't want to talk about it openly. And my personal thought on that is, why not? I mean, it's a part of life. It's a part of what we do. It's part of where we are, as a society. It's happening. I mean, there's no way around it. It's happening. And it's just like, to me, it's almost like drugs. If you don't talk about it with your kids, then, some hoodlum out on the street is going to pick them up, and he's going to talk to them about it, and he's going to teach them what they want to know. And you're going to have an even bigger problem because it hits home. And then with society being as inundated as it is about or with so many social diseases that are out there, I think it's critical that we discuss this with our children, not just tell them that, hey, look, you're growing up, you need to find a man or a woman and be X, Y, and Z. Not saying that you want to teach them to go out there and just do bad, negative, or nasty things, but you want to make sure that, hey, they have a lock on all aspects of what's out there, because let's face it, everybody's not relationship material. Everybody is not cut out to be somebody's man or woman or a husband or wife or boyfriend or girlfriend, but we all need what we need in life. In other words, we all have needs and desires. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't satisfy them. I don't think so. But, at the end of the day, guess what? If you know you're not relationship material, what's the option? And that's a valid question. I believe, what is the option if you know you're not relationship material? Family, with that being said, we've got about 5 minutes left in the show. And as always, you know, I appreciate those of you who tune in to the shows and listen to, you know, what we have to say here at EOTM on Tuesdays and Fridays and on any of the other days that are out there with Carla B shows and also with Ron's shows on Sundays. You know, one of the things I want to always stress and put out there, family, is that EOTM is about empowerment in the community. We, each one of the personalities that you listen to, feel absolutely great at the end of the shows, myself included, with knowing and feeling that they were able to put something out there that was sound information that someone out there, and that was done intentionally. You know, I'm going to get with my producers, and we're going to try to devise a way to get our show topics out there so that, you know, hell, I don't end up hearing about them before I actually get to do them. Because that's happened a couple of times now, family. I mean, some people out there that's, I'm not going to say hating, but they, you know, y'all know that they're biting. You're only bugging, you know, those days back in the day. With that being said, family, you know, join us Friday night. We will have a show Friday night, whether it's advertised, trust me. But chances are it will be something out there about Friday's show, something interesting. And I'm just not going to lay it out there. There'll probably be a hidden topic somewhere in that, family. Hint, hint, it'll be something interesting that, you know, I'm just not going to put out there. But with that being said, you know, join me Friday night for another edition of the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. And I'm looking forward to chopping it up with you. Now, I will say this, Friday nights are our entrepreneurs' nights. And for those of you who have entrepreneur skills and you want to advertise your show or want to advertise your businesses, and let us know what it is as far as your those folks that are entrepreneurs and want to get their business names out there. With that being said, I will say this about Friday's show. You know, we do a lot of shows on convicted felons, and we do a lot of shows on child support issues. But here's one that I'm going to put out there. I'm going to let you all know, Friday night, I am working diligently to get three different guests on my show this Friday night. These are young men, juveniles, who are caught up in the criminal justice system. And I want them to come to the front, and I want them to be able to speak and to tell their side of the story as to why they believe these things are happening to them. I'm working on that, family, and I want to bring that to the forefront Friday night on the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. With that being said, y'all don't work too hard for the rest of the week, and I'll see y'all at the end of the week on Friday night. Love you. Peace out. And remember, EOTM is about empowerment. And as far as I'm concerned, with those Deltas out there that didn't want to call in and do the right thing, I'm going to put y'all on blast this Friday night. Peace.